Unlock Michigan got their petitions through, and so part of the power that was exercised, abused, I think is the better word, abused by Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan during the pandemic, is gone now. But what about public health? There's a move to end that as well. A move to end this whole, the whole control of any state agency under an administration for more than 28 days would require the input of the legislature going forward. And that's the endeavor of some now. Rachel Weaver is the co-founder of Guardians of Michigan, Guardians of Freedom Michigan.org, preparing a lawsuit in federal court to bring against the state of Michigan. Rachel, good to have you here.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity.
Just want to make sure I was reading that right, you know. I only read for a living, but sometimes I get it wrong. Anyhow.
It's quite the name, I know. It's long.
Yeah, guardiansoffreedommichigan.org. So tell me, Rachel, who are these Guardians of Freedom?
Well, we are Michiganders from all walks of life that are coming together to protect our freedoms going forward. After we saw what happened in this last 16 months, and most of us did the petitions, the different ones that were circulating. Obviously, we did rallies, and we called our legislature, we wrote our legislature, and here we are, still in this same situation. Little different, but obviously we know the governor immediately switched to the health department after her powers were removed by the Michigan Supreme Court. And so we want to be able to attack it and call them out on a fraud. It's even a little step different because we don't really believe there was a pandemic, and we want them to prove that the numbers are really accurate.
You don't believe there was a pandemic?
I don't, no. I believe the numbers were inflated. Even if there was a disease, and there is a disease, I don't believe the numbers are accurate from all the different increased testing. Obviously, the quote test it's not a test. So they did it at too many cycles. They were testing so many people just to make the numbers higher. And we know the stories. Out of Florida, there was the man that died of a motorcycle accident, and then they wanted to list it.
Well, and I'll grant you that, Rachel, I will. I mean, I know about, you know, Macomb County, a guy died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and they're required to put it down as a COVID death. If you shoot yourself, that's not a COVID death. And I believe that, yes, there was some inflation of numbers, but there's no question there was a pandemic by definition. A pandemic is an epidemic of an infectious disease spreading across a large region. We've had flu pandemics in our country numbers of times in my lifetime alone. By definition, we certainly had a pandemic.
We could argue that. And if you want to call it a pandemic, it's fine. But I just don't believe the numbers would be accurate in my mind to create that. I would call it an epidemic more. But I get where, if you're looking at the definition as over a large region, or across the world in that case. And I do believe it probably affected, you know, a lot of people. And obviously we had deaths. I just don't believe the numbers are accurate. And I don't believe they needed to force masking, the quarantines, all this testing on these children, the masking on the children.
I agree with you there. The overreach was remarkable in some places. We knew from early on that young people were pretty safe, almost exclusively safe from this illness, and the older people were more vulnerable. We also know that the number one pre-existing condition that led to a bad outcome was being overweight or obese. That's just the way it is. And let's be honest, America is fat. That's a fact. And that's a problem.
Yes, it is.
But
and so why didn't we work on health then? Instead of saying, well, you know, let's give people hydroxychloroquine, let's try ivermectin, how about we lose some weight, let's stop smoking, you know, let's get our vitamin D, go outside and get fresh air, take your supplements. Why didn't they push that instead of get a shot, get a shot, get a shot, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask, you know, distance. They went about it in the wrong way.
I don't disagree with you that the politics and the policies were way overblown. So what is your attempt? What is your lawsuit?
So we're following another model. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Dr. Pam Popper. She's out of Ohio. She started a group called Make Americans Free Again. And then there's another local state organization that's called Ohio Stands Up. We also have all across the United States now, I think we have about a dozen and a half different states that are forming organizations like ours, following after this model. So Ohio was the first state to file their lawsuit in a federal court challenging the state of emergency. And then New Mexico was the second to follow. I might get them off, but I think Maine was the third. We have Kentucky. We have Alaska. And most recently now New York has filed.
And there you go. All right. So, where can people find out more? I guess they can find out more at guardiansoffreedommichigan.org, guardiansoffreedommichigan.org. Rachel, I greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity.
There you go. Have a great day. Greatly appreciate it. And just to be clear, it's a pandemic by definition. You can believe the numbers are inflated. I believe the numbers are not accurate and not to be trusted for a variety of reasons. I believe that nursing home deaths were undercounted. Other deaths were overstated. And yes, the constant testing of children and so forth. But to argue that it was a pandemic, I'm sorry, I'm just not going to let that slide. I'll just be straight up about that with you. Words have exact meanings and words matter. So was it a pandemic that needed to be addressed in this way? That's the debate. That was the debate. All right? And that was the debate that needed to be sorted out. Don't forget your good friends at Wolverine Water Systems. Wolverine Water Systems, the best water system. Michigan made, Michigan people putting these machines in your house to give you the best water ever. WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell my good friend Paul over there, Wolverine, that I sent you over. All right? Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show.